2015, the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations of the power of God. It's the year of the open door. This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. Now, without any further ado, let's welcome the host of this broadcast, Christina Sasso.
Hello, everybody. It's Christina Sasso here. Welcome to all our listeners, new listeners and vintage listeners, or veteran. I meant to say veteran.
Vintage. But they're over 100 years old.
Listeners out there, welcome to this week's podcast, Godcast. I am interviewing Frank today.
Hello. My voice is like, it's had it.
You've been talking too much.
I've been talking since Thursday.
All right, I want to ask you a few questions about some things that have been happening in the recent past.
Okay.
All right, so not in any particular order. I know today we had our financial seminar with the practical guy, Scott Newman.
Scott Newman, yes, at Family Life Christian Fellowship in Glassboro, New Jersey, this morning, 10 o'clock.
Right in the heart of Rowan University, and the title was
Poverty is a Curse, Equipping the Body of Christ with Knowledge and Power for Financial Breakthrough.
Cool. So it was biblically based seminar,
yes,
but with practical applications.
Absolutely. And Scott was off the charts. You know, he teaches sort of, you know, he talks about, listen, before you start trying to invest and go looking for investments and like opportunities and things like that, have the basics covered. Like, mm-hmm. Stick to the basics first. Then once that's taken care of, then go out and start, okay, you can start, you know, researching investment opportunities and real estate, things like that. Okay. And that's biblically sound. I mean, it's right. Like the Lord says, you know, if you try to build a house without any plans, mm-hmm. It's not going to work. Have a plan, get the basics covered, get the foundation set.
Well, what would be an example of one basic?
Let's say it costs you $2,000 a month for your expenses. Mm-hmm. You should have 6 months of those expenses mm-hmm. in the bank.
So you should have $12,000 in the bank.
Exactly.
As a cushion.
Right. Like, there was this one woman in the seminar today. She didn't quite understand what that meant. What do you mean have 6 months put away? 6 months of what? So he explained it. It was just, you know, her monthly expenses are $2,500. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if she can put 6 months worth of those expenses in the bank, mm-hmm. that's $15,000 she has to put in the bank. Mm-hmm. Okay. Once you do that, mm-hmm. okay, great. That's covered. Let's start looking at now investments.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Well, one of the ways is you tithe. Mm-hmm. You take 10% of your income and you give it to where you're being fed. Mm-hmm. Biblical truth.
Right.
The second thing you do is now, once that's done, now you tithe to yourself. Mm-hmm. So you're tithing 20 and you're living on 80 mm-hmm. to start. And, you know,
so when you say tithe to yourself, you mean savings.
Yeah.
Save 10% of your income.
Save 10% of your income in a sound savings program with the bank of your choice. Now, obviously, Scott is very well versed in all things financial, so he could recommend a good bank with a good interest rate and all that stuff.
Right.
So it's like, well, how do you get up to $15,000? Well, if you're having a hard time paying your bills and you have Showtime, you may want to cancel Showtime.
Right.
And the money that you would normally spend at Showtime, put that in the bank, little by little.
Right, and the time that you waste watching Showtime.
Yeah, you could make an idea of how to make more money.
Right, maybe spend time with the Lord, read the Word, you know.
Right, right. Here's another way to get to that $15,000. In this case, it's $15,000. You have to be at work at 9:30. You start work at 9:30. Well, this woman gets there at 9:20. I'm like, well, you know what? Get there at 9. Do something different. So that your leadership, your supervisors, notice that. You might get a promotion quicker.
Mm-hmm.
There's things you can do while you believe in God. There's also things you can do that are practical applications of a person of faith,
right.
of a godly person.
Right.
You want to be a blessing on your job. I'm not saying it's easy to do. It's not. But if you want something to change, you have to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
It's common sense.
So would you say it was a success?
It was fantastic.
Really? Everyone got blessed.
Everybody got blessed and encouraged. Scott got like a bunch of appointments. And the best part of the whole thing, at the very end, Scott accepted the Lord in front of everybody. It was all worth it just for that. So, you know, on the way there, Scott and I were driving together. Scott said to me, you know, if one person gets blessed by this, it's worth it. Little did they know it would be him, you know. But it was great.
Cool.
One of the best seminars I've ever seen him do. And what was really cool is I got to work next to him in this seminar, whereas normally he's up there by himself. I was telling everybody, I'm here to keep him biblically accurate and biblically straight. So people got blessed.
Cool.
Big time. We're gonna do a lot more of those. Yeah, poverty is a curse. That's the name of the seminar.
That's right. So you had a busy week.
Had a
you
very
were
busy
also
week.
At a trade show.
Yeah.
On Thursday in New York City.
Javits Center.
At the Javits Center. What was the name of it?
The New York Market Expo.
Okay, and you were there with your business partner and some interns.
Yeah.
And you had a couple of interesting things happen,
yeah, and Brother
right?
Terrence Clark came
with us. Oh, that's right, that's right.
We had a free pass. He took advantage of that, and he got so encouraged.
So while you were there, Terrence and you met a group that are associated with Creflo Dollar in some way?
Yeah, Creflo Dollar is their pastor. It was actually Natisha Dennis. She's with Upsize Today magazine. Her and her husband run it. They go to Creflo Dollar's church in New York.
Oh, okay.
Them and Terrence just clicked, like, you know, because Terrence has Voice of One magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So I told both of them, I'm like, you know, instead of the Body of Christ having all their little projects going on, why don't we just all get together on one page so, you know, we can, like, get unified here so we know what everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were in total agreement with that, and that was
so. What's
very
the magazine
exciting.
Like?
Oh, the magazine is very, very well produced. I mm-hmm. mean, it's you know, it's a regular magazine, different topics and stuff, but it's Christian based,
mm-hmm.
and it's really well put together. But mm-hmm. they're leaning more toward video. At least that's what it looks like because they were shooting video the whole time. They had this backdrop, nice camera in front of it, and they'd be interviewing people mm-hmm. throughout the show at their booth. It was very, very cool. So it's called Upsize Today magazine.
Cool.
Yeah.
So then you had a little bit of an interesting event happen out after you were all finished. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, after we were done, Terrence, my partner Liam, our intern Tristan, and myself, we're crossing 10th Avenue. 10th Avenue is huge. And there were a lot of people. Because there was also a graduation going on. So there was like a lot of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Crowds and crowds and crowds. And you know how cops stand in the middle of the road and they like wave you along
right,
and stuff
right.
like that. Mm-hmm. So we're on the other side of the street and we see the cop doing this, not thinking anything of it. And we're waiting to cross. And the cop yells out to me. He says, Frank, why don't you cross over here? And I said, I don't want to cross over there. He said, why not? I said, because I'm crossing over here. You know, and like, you know, Terrence and Liam and Tristan, they were just kind of like looking on, like almost to think like as if they were thinking, you know, out of all these people in New York, of course, Frank meets somebody he knows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going back and forth. The cop comes over. He gives me a big hug. I'm hugging him. We're kind of fooling around, joking around. And finally, I said to him, I said, listen, don't forget tomorrow night, 7:00. And he almost cut me off and said, I'll be there. And I said, okay, cool. And we left. So, you know, Terrence is kind of like laughing, shaking his head. And as we're crossing the street now to go get the car, Terrence says to me, I said, how do you know him? How do you know that cop? And I said, I don't know him. And Liam says, well, how did he know your name? He knew your name. You know, and Tristan is being really quiet, like super quiet, like he's freaked out. So Liam says, how did he know your name? So finally I just said, well, it's a prophetic thing, what I said. So they're just like, whoa. So we get back to the car, and the parking lot that we parked in is in a hotel called Yotel. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the hotel it's in, Yotel. So as we're going into the lobby to get to the basement where the car is, there's this kid outside, and he says to me, he says, hey, can I be in your movie? Can I be in your show? Can I be in your movie? Like that. And I said, yeah. I said, follow me into the lobby. So we go into the lobby, and he comes in. He's like, can I be in your show? Can I be in your movie? I said, yeah, take my number down and call me on Wednesday, and, you know, and I'll know if you're serious or not. He's like, oh, I'll call you. Gave him my number. That was that. Now, number one, let me just address the kid for a second. Terrence is right now in the process with me of writing a screenplay for YouTube, for a YouTube series, like a television series. But this is the pilot we're doing, and he's writing it right now. And, you know, I had in mind a kid like this, mm-hmm. you know, for one of the parts. I'm not going to get into what it's about. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'll just leave it at that. So it was like God, like, already starting to cast this thing before the script is even written. The cop, what that was all about was, you ever like, you know, all right, you know, you're a dancer, okay? And you know, sometimes you'll meet another dancer in amongst a bunch of people. And there's like this instant, like, connection kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? Same thing with Christians. You could be somewhere and someone's a Christian and you're a Christian. And it's like, oh, you have like this immediate, like, agreement and union and bond, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing with prophets, only I'm not saying it's any better. I'm just saying it's just a different level. It's just a different kind of a thing where, like, one prophet meets another prophet and they're both in action in their gifts, you know, in their anointing. Mm-hmm. This cop was definitely a prophet, and he was calling out to me, and I was encouraging him back by saying, hey, don't forget tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, without missing a beat. He's like, oh, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. You know, I, of course, put this out on Voxer. And, like, everyone's all excited, especially Tim. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, I'll be there too. 7 o'clock, I'll be there too. And Josh comes on, and he's like, what's going on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock? You know, because... So Tim said, well, didn't you hear Frank's message? There's a meeting. You know, and so Josh is like, well, I just assumed that was between Frank and the cop. So Tim said, well, he didn't say that, so I'm inviting myself, you know. So it's just one of those things where God's, you know, God called a meeting, mm-hmm. 7 o'clock. You know, we had dinner plans with Kristen and Liam, mm-hmm. my business partner and his girlfriend. You know, we went there at 7 o'clock, and we were telling this story at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So what I happen to believe, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, I'm just something, maybe it's part of it, is that everybody was talking about this particular event at 7 o'clock last night. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was for some greater thing. I don't know. But it was very, very cool. I guess we'll find out the bigger picture of that someday. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But maybe when we're in heaven, we definitely will.
Mm-hmm. You also said that you met someone who wanted your autograph.
Oh, right. Back in the 90s, back in the early 90s, I worked on a show called The Ren and Stimpy Show. It's a cartoon.
Before being saved.
Oh, yeah. It was way before I was saved. Right. Yeah. Before we were even together.
Right.
It was kind of a stupid show. I mean, you know, I mean, like, it was very crude, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But, you know, we bill me at these shows as the penciler for Stimpy, mm-hmm. right? Ren and Stimpy. Well, Ren and Stimpy has this following, this cult following. Mm-hmm. And you can always kind of tell who the Ren and Stimpy fans are.
Okay.
Because they just have a look about them. So one woman came up to me, and she asked for my autograph. So I said, well, I signed a little card I had. I just signed my name. I said, you know, her name, and I said, stay blessed, and I signed my name. I said, but, you know, my name can't do anything for you. There's another name, though, that's above every name, everything that has a name. I said, that's the name of Jesus, and he wants you to know that he thinks you're amazing. I took a page out of Tim's book. Mm-hmm. He thinks you're amazing, and she starts to well up, and Terrence is watching this whole thing, right? Mm-hmm.
it was just it was a cool thing because I got to witness to somebody who was originally coming over to me to say, oh, I love Ren and Stimpy. You know, that changed my life. You know, I don't know how that is even possible. But, you know, I don't want to now give the credit now to Ren and Stimpy. I want to use that to advance the kingdom. Mm-hmm. So it's like the thing you're so excited about with Stimpy, I got something I'm even more excited about. Let me share it with you. Mm-hmm. So God uses that, gives me credibility with people because people think that that's something. Mm-hmm. And then I hit him with the word, and then she wound up getting a devotion and writing an email back to me through the ministry website that she's now saved because I gave her that next step card, mm-hmm. thatnextstep.org, to watch the videos. She's now saved, accepted the Lord. She said, who would ever thought that Ren and Stimpy, you know, that would wind up just changing my whole life?
Well, it did change. And you know what? I know you were saying, we were talking about this before, how you felt like Ren and Stimpy was such a poor choice for you to choose to work on. Like, it was such a, not a really wholesome show.
No, not at all.
And we were saying, but you know what? God can take all our mistakes and turn them around.
Amen.
So if you're out there thinking, oh, my past was, you know, wasn't so great. You know what? God can use all those mistakes. He can take all those mistakes and turn them around and use them for his glory through you.
Right.
So don't beat yourself up about it. Amen. Just move
That's
forward.
Right. And, That's right.
And stop looking back at your past and what you did or didn't do. Oh, what we have to talk about. The wedding.
Oh, the wedding. Yes, James and Mary.
Another event. This is a little further back.
But May 9th.
May 9th. Frank and I were both honored to be asked to be on the line.
Yes.
Which means...
I like that, on the line.
To be part of the wedding party. And those pictures will be up on the site.
They'll be up on the site, but in the meantime, you could actually see a trailer from the wedding on the website at historywithgod.org.
Yes, and Mary looked beautiful, and James was great. The groomsmen are already in the room.
Yes.
Or in the church when the bride and the bridesmaids arrive. I was the first one to walk down the aisle, so I got to watch, you know, the procession after me. And but you got a special vantage point.
Well, here's the thing. I was the first one in the room before anybody. I was the first groomsman out.
Right.
So I got to watch everybody come in, including the bride. But here's the thing.
Right.
At most weddings, all eyes are on the bride. It's like the groom is there just as a show up. All eyes are on the bride, how beautiful she looks. But the bride is only looking at the groom. Right? So I decided I'm going to watch the groom. And I watched James the whole time as he was about to receive his bride. And he went through these four phases. And it was really interesting to watch. And I'm glad Joash, you all know JoJo who watched the show To the Youth. He was the photographer. He got a great picture of the first phase of James receiving his bride. What happened was, music starts playing, Mary starts walking down the aisle. James puts his hands in a prayer-like pose and puts the tips of his fingers up to his mouth, like he's praying. And he's beaming. Okay. The second phase is his lips mouth the word, wow. He says, wow, and nothing comes out. The third phase of James receiving his bride was he starts to well up. His eyes start to tear up, and his lips start smacking together. He just can't. Yeah, he can't hold it together. And this is where I almost lost it myself. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. And then the fourth, he's sobbing. And Mary's like, ding, 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 you know, just down the aisle, you know, and everyone's looking at her. And I guess it was kind of cool for James because maybe he just didn't think anybody saw him, so he could kind of get away with it. But I watched him, and I thought to myself, I wonder when Jesus receives us, his bride. Like, I wonder if he's just going to be so taken with that whole vision.
I think so.
I think he's going to sob out of just utmost joy. Because let me tell you, as you know, sometimes people say, oh, the body of Christ, it's a mess. When is Jesus ever going to come back? You know, he's looking for a perfect bride. He ain't going to find it here, you know. I'm sure there are things that Mary does that drives James nuts.
Not yet.
I don't know. There's some things that she does that drives me nuts.
Well, you tell her that. And, like, you don't drive her nuts.
Not at all.
Right.
I'm like a big brother.
Of course not.
But there wasn't, I can tell you, I think I can safely say, at that moment, the last thing that was on James's mind is any of Mary's habits that he may find annoying.
Right.
She was the perfect bride in James's eyes that right. day. And I believe that's how the Lord sees us. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe he see, you know, when we come walking down that aisle, I believe he's going to look at us and say, this bride is perfect. No spot, no wrinkle, perfect.
Then there was the party after.
Mm.
And that was fun.
All the groomsmen got to beat up James in kung fu style.
And James put on a show for Mary and all the rest of us. Very interesting.
I can't wait to see that on video.
Set to the music, everybody was kung fu fighting. Oh, God.
This is so bad.
I thought it was pretty good. Oh, it was ridiculous. Very entertaining. But, so they are...
We rehearsed that for a half hour in James's living room before we left for the church.
So they are now officially man and wife. Setting up their home and starting on their next adventure.
And I made James a big movie-sized poster.
Yeah.
It's different poses of James. There's like 30 of them. And it's called The Army of Love, starring James Acore.
Yeah, and I said
And he
to
was
him,
so excited.
Yeah, I said to Frank, what is he going to do with this? And Frank's like, oh, he's going to hang that up in the living room. I'm like,
You said, yeah, I think Mary's going to put the X nail on that.
That's not going to be happening. That poster's going to end up in a closet.
Oh, that's not right.
Until they have a house and he has a little space in the basement that he can call his little guy town.
Mm.
And that's where that poster will go. Because things like that do not get hung up over the mantle.
I have a feeling if Mary's picture was in it, it'd be center with a blue spot in the living room.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I wanted to do something special for James, because you know what? It was his wedding day, too.
Yes, okay.
And no one even looks at him.
People looked at him, don't worry. Mm. But,
well, the bride definitely did.
So, anything else?
Not right now, no. We have some things in the works. The next book, God Loves You and Gave You Favor, is done. It just has to be formatted.
We didn't include my part yet.
It's done, though. It's written. Your part is written.
Oh.
It just has to be formatted.
Okay. We're still looking for a space.
Looking for a space for the church.
For the church.
There's some things maybe in the works. I don't know yet. I mean, it's too premature right now.
Right.
You know, it's really premature right now. And, you know, we got the conference coming up in a couple of months. Who's Your Daddy? Our second conference. I know. There's a lot of things about to pop.
And maybe another conference in March.
Maybe another conference in March with Graham Cook.
We'll see.
We'll see. I said, maybe.
All right. Yeah, so keep us in prayer about the church.
Yes.
And
about Graham Cook, that Chris took it upon herself to invite him to come and speak for us.
Well, he'll never come unless you invite him.
Amen. I'm not saying you shouldn't have done that.
I'm just telling you.
I think it's awesome.
I think he should come and celebrate my birthday.
Yeah, amen. I'm not going to argue with you. Amen.
So, anyway. So this is kind of like an impromptu podcast.
I apologize for the quality of my voice. I've been talking since Thursday.
Mm. When will you stop?
I don't know, because I got a microphone in my face right now.
All right. Well, I guess on that note.
Thank you, listeners.
We love you. And remember... We love you, God loves you, and
Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you. God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.